Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. O Aisha, love him, for I love him. Agreement between spouses on family-related issues. It helps them to walk through life without problems. One of these issues is the relationship with individuals related to the family. This relationship may lead to increased income for the family. It may lead to strong emotional attachment of love and affection on one side of the family. It will be visible to him. If compatibility between the spouses does not occur on this character, jealousy often arises between spouses. Problems occur or are created without explaining the real reason. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, was careful in raising his family to treat this problem before it occurs. He instructed women in particular on etiquette that prevents such a problem from occurring. Because we are talking about the friend's daughter, which the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, raised on his own. We will mention the situations she went through. It contains the teachings of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, to her or to others. In our topic in this article, the first position is related to love for the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. By Osama bin Zayed, may God be pleased with them both. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, stated this in many instances. With his love for Osama, he announced it to the people. On the authority of Abdullah bin Omar, may God be pleased with them both. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, sent a mission. Osama bin Zayed commanded them. So the people challenged his emirate. Then the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, stood up and said, if you challenge his leadership, you were challenging his father's emirate before. And I swear to God that he is the creator of the emirate. Even if it is for the people I love most. This is for the most beloved of people after him. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, announces to everyone. He loves Osama bin Zayed. Osama is from outside the family of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. How did the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, raise his family with his love? We mentioned it before. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, takes advantage of life's situations in raising his family and the companions around him. May God Almighty be pleased with them all. One of these situations, what Aisha, may God be pleased with her, narrated, where she said, the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, wanted to expel poisonous mucus. Aisha said, let me be the one who does it. He said, O Aisha, love him. I love him. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. The agreement between spouses to love a young child from outside the family. It prevents harm from being caused to it by any party. Especially if this child is from another wife of the husband. A rational woman loves her husband's children in order to gain his love. He loves those he loves. It may be the other way around. So education is for the children. To be compatible with their father and those who love them. This is the second position. What Aisha, may God be pleased with her, narrates, says, he sent the wives of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. Fatima, daughter of the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. To the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. So I asked permission for him while he lay with me in my bed. So he gave her permission. She said, O Messenger of God! Your husband sent me to you. He asks you to do justice to the daughter of Abu Quafa. I am silent. And she said, the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to her, any structure. Don't you like what I like? She said, yes. He said, so love this one. She said, Fatima stood up when she heard that from the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. So I returned to the wives of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. So she told them what she said. And what the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to her. So they told her, we don't think you've done anything for us. So return to the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. So tell him, your wives are asking you for justice regarding the daughter of Abu Quwafa. Fatima said, by God, I will never talk to him about it. Narrated by Muslim. The saying of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, to his daughter Fatima. Any structure. Don't you like what I like? It is enough to be said to every Muslim girl. If the daughter wants to be righteous towards her father. Applying the word of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, is a process. It is enough to make a girl's heart free of hatred, malice, and malice. He protects her tongue from backbiting and gossiping. It is enough to prevent problems between sons and stepmothers. Among the etiquettes that the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, guided the wife to avoid running into such problems. Based on the difference in attitude towards people, the wife should not allow anyone to enter the marital home, except for those whom the husband approves of. The messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, it is not permissible for a woman to fast while her husband is a witness without his permission. Do not enter his house without his permission. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, indeed, you have a right over your women. And your women have a right over you. As for your rights over your women, let not those whom you hate enter your beds. He does not allow anyone you hate into your homes. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. This hadith indicates the difference in the attitude towards people between the spouses. So that this difference does not affect the relationship between the spouses. The woman was ordered to keep away the people she loved. The husband does not love them from the marital home. They do not enter the house. They do not approach the family. Protection for this family from problems. If this etiquette is to protect the family, a woman does not allow anyone whom her husband hates to enter her home. How can we bring into our hearts those whom God Almighty hates? Or those who are hostile to the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. And they mock his sunnah. Or they challenge the honor of his wives, mothers of believers. Do we not love those whom the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, loves? Let us love Aisha, may God be pleased with her. We name our daughters after her. And we defend it. We spread her biography among people. Be a role model for every woman who loves God and his messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.